Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
I said, praise God. All right, so very quickly, can you just pray? I want you to pray that Father, open the eyes of understanding of your word. Pour out your heart to me tonight in the name of Jesus. Is that you are praying for yourself? Say, Father, open the eyes of my understanding to know of your word. Give me understanding and I shall live. Discernment and comprehension and I shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Pour out your heart to me. In Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. And we have been considering powerful series. The power of productivity. My wife did an amazing job on Sunday. Blessed our hearts tremendously. So, I want to encourage that you have sermon notes. That is why I'm saying this. And that your sermon note is sectioned in case you are writing, so that you can always go back to, no, in case you are writing, what I'm saying is like, in case you are using hard copy, so that you can section it. That is, you don't mix midweek service with Sunday service. If you are going over it, you don't even know which one is which again. So you can section it when you know that there is Sunday service, there is midweek service. So when you are going back to it, it's easier for you. And then if you are documenting digitally also, it's safer that you have different sections for notes to follow themselves. Are we on the same page? All right, so we'll not mix things up. And then before we sit down, while I was preparing or while I was praying, I was not particularly preparing for this meeting. God gave me some word for someone. And I want to... Oh, Holy Spirit. Yes, I want to communicate that word to us. Acts of Apostles 27, verse 25. Before we sit, because I will lead us to, I'll either make a decree or we'll pray. Then we'll sit down. Acts of Apostles chapter 27, verse 25. It's Acts of Apostles 7 that is here. Acts of Apostles 27, 25. All right, please, can we read this together if we still have life in you? Ahem. Don't worry. You see, one of the things God said to say to someone, this TV is going off and on and off. I don't know if it's the HDMI or something. This TV here that I'm reading from. He said, so keep up your courage. The word that God had for someone is keep up your courage. Yeah. Did you know that what was happening to Paul here actually? There was shipwreck. Shipwreck. And he was still courageous inside shipwreck. So he told the people, and then what he said, actually, if you read it from verse 23, is that the angel of the Lord, what happened is that the angel of the Lord came to him. Angel of the Lord, it was not even the Lord. Angel of the Lord. An angel actually connotes messenger. So it was not God that Paul saw. He saw an angel. And tonight, the angel of the Lord can also be in terms of your pastor. And that is where people used to miss it. Because when John was writing Revelation, he said to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write. Assuming God is fighting with the angels, then that is when he will need somebody from the head to write a message and go and give his angels. So it was God was telling John to be writing to angel, like angel that is in the presence of God. So God, he will send him a letter to go and give the angel. So what it implies is that the angel here is talking about the pastor. If you check other translations, I think, is it CV, Living Bible, one translation, making reference to the pastor, to the pastor of the church, right? So that means that no pastor comes to come and appear before you if you have not had God. So Paul was saying that what he is confident about, the courage that he is saying that it was God that told him, He said it was an angel that he saw. Paul should have said, oh, Lua, any case of him in front of him? I must send the angels to me. Paul, like Paul, the reverential Paul, the Holy Spirit should have ministered to him. But he said, last night, an angel of the Lord, whose I am and who has stood beside me. And what the angel said to him is, do not be afraid. He said, you must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the life of everyone who stay with you. But look at what he now said. He said, keep up your courage, man. For I have faith in God that it will happen just as he has told me. The word of God, the word of God in the mouth of your pastor cannot fall down. We are not saying that God cannot talk to you. But God can talk to you, yes. But God can also send his angel. So I'm saying as an angel of God, that keep up your courage. It will happen just as God said it to you. There may be chaos now. The earth may be looking like a soup of nothingness. But it's just a matter of time. The dry bones shall rise again. Tell yourself, I keep up my courage. The way you are saying it is on one leg. Say, I keep up my courage. To further buttress this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 2 13, very quickly. And then you give me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. He said, and we also thank God continually that when you receive the word of the Lord, which you heard from who? From who? He said, you accepted it not as the word of what? But as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. Now, assuming he says it's at work in you, there will be issue. He says it's at work in you who believe. So every time you come to church, I think you should have an expectation that God has sent his angel. No pastor will just come on stage and come and teach anything that comes to his mind, if God has not instructed him. And like Paul, I want you to keep up your courage. Preach to your neighbor, say, keep up your courage. It will happen just as God has said it to you. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Are we getting instructed? Because this is the word of God for someone. It looked like the thing is not going to work. It looked like what God said is not working. It looked like they said, this month is my month of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness can come. Keep up your courage. It will happen just as God has said it unto you. That thing you wrote in your journal that can never be small, I can never be beggarly, that God said to you that massive wealth transfer is coming. Guys, keep up your courage. He said, but I thought that they said he had it in the third heaven. I thought that it's Papa. I don't throw more trust, Papa. He used to hear me. But Mama said she saw something like a moving trailer. Then the thing was bringing goodies. Then she said, hey, I believe this one. Then he said, I believe this one. Then all of a sudden it appeared like it's not working. Keep up your courage. Do you know why? Because we are not moved by sight. No. Faith perceiving as reality what is not visible to the senses. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24. Look at what he said. 1 Thessalonians 5 24. Please, can you read this to me? He said then, the one who calls you is what? And in what? Hope you are documenting these words because it's yours. That thing that God has said he will do in your life, don't allow the devil steal your joy. He will do it. Keep up your... That's why I say I was not particularly preparing for this meeting when I had this. I was only praying. And God said, there is somebody in this service that you are at the verge of giving up, of losing your courage. He said, don't lose that courage. No. He that has said it to you, he will do it. And I said, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. And then the last one, that scripture that I have here, is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I want us to read this with all the energy that is inside of us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. God specifically asked me to give this word to someone. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I think if we need to attend to this. This one is fluctuating. I don't know. Maybe they heard me. The TV here is fluctuating. The screen there. He said, that is why I am suffering as I am. He said, yet I am not ashamed. Because I know whom I have believed. Wait, take note. All of these places we have been coming up, He's making reference to believe. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced. I think KJV said, I am persuaded. He said that he's able to guide what I have entrusted to him for that. I won't lose hope. The ship may look like it's capsizing, but I believe the word. I say I believe the word. So I want to give, that's why I say you should not sit yet, because you may need, I've sat down again. I want you to pick that your prophetic notes that I have written. That thing you almost threw away. September, August has almost ended. That thing that God has said to you, I want you to pick it now. I give you just a few minutes, maybe 1 minute or so. I want you to begin to catalambano it, homologio it. Begin to confess it first, and then you homologio it. You catalambano it. These are you have taken hold of. Take hold of those words. In case you forget anything, child, don't forget that we already said that this month is your month of fruitfulness. That you are fruitful in your mind. Is it in your finance? Yes, you are fruitful in your finance. You are fruitful in your spirituals. That thing that is looking as if God has not heard it. Yes, God is listening to you now. Begin to confess them. I'm not going to throw that word away. I don't even know if it's the one your pastor gave you. That your pastor delivered it to you and said, this is what God has said concerning you. Then begin to cattle and banner it. Begin to lay hold of. You can still do better than think what you are doing now. Just a few more seconds. Don't forget those words. I am convinced he is able to guide what I entrust to him for that day. Then Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. Ecclesiastes 3 14. He said, I know. He said, I know. Ecclesiastes 3 14. Ecclesiastes 3 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. He said, I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing taken from it. He said, the Lord dwelt is that men will fear him. That's what KJV said. He said, I know that everything God doeth endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. He said, I know that God doeth in a man will fear him. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He said, he that has started his good work in us, we see it unto completion, unto the day of Christ. Philippians 1 6. Opinion of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. God cannot start a project in your life and say he can't do it again. He cannot start a project in your life and say, a quarter, as far as God is concerned. Colletan said, maybe you are here, it appears like God has sent his word your direction. Aramanika mande sumina la boko subai. Kusika. Aina mana makon similar. Sike boranda makombo sika. Aile seuti. Oluwa ole shekolo unsheti. Imbamba Psalm 118 verse 24. He said, the Lord has done this and it is marvelous in our sight. God is about to be doing marvelous things, marvelous things, marvelous things. Ayake mora tigana parano sameka. You are here, maybe you have been trying this. You have not been able to do this. God is showing up. Ayaka. Rade samenarado samanakale.
Psalm 118 verse 23. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our hearts. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. He said, I know that everything the Lord doeth endureth forever. Nothing can be taken from it. Nothing harder to it. He said, the Lord doeth this that men will fear him. Have you known the project God has started in your life? That the devil is trying to hijack. Ayada la manakosa mekai. God is stepping in again. God is stepping in again. There is a shift already in the realm of the spirit. Aramama kosama. I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is it. I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is it. Yahweh, Yahweh.
Or something like that. There's one song like that that is ringing in my head. Let me with that song.
Your promises are so. Your promises are true. You never disappoint me.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24 we read. He said what? He said the one who calls me is faithful. Do you know when they are calling God faithful? He's the faithful one. I lay you father. He said he will do it. And therefore I pray for everyone that is under my voice. Wherever it is that you have been late, oh, late, oh, late. in the name of Jesus, let Yaelie Pada himself step in. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, he said, I know that everything the Lord doeth endureth forever. He said, nothing can be taken from it, nothing hidden from it, nothing added to it. He said, the Lord doeth it that men will fear him. And then in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, he said, this is the confidence we have, that he that has started his good work in us, we see it unto completion. Oh, yeah, God cannot start something and say he can't do it again. He's not a keke man. That he say, let him pack and put more small fuel. No. It is one of our confidence that if he has begun, it's not that he began work in you, it's that he began good work in you. God cannot start a project in your life and say, oh, Rishima. Why do you not want to be discouraged? He's the one that said it and he will do it. I pray for you again. God will come for you. God will come through for you, life. In a big way, he will come through for you. And every hanging prophecy over your life, we cause the activation of it in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for you. When it is time that the bat pang is signaling, you will show up. Because the Bible says, as soon as Zion travail, she brought forth. Some of you are in your travail season, and you should travail and bring forth. In the name of Jesus. May you not miss your Kairos. You did not get that. I said, may you not miss your Kairos. Chronos is the passing of time. Kairos is appointed time. He said, you shall arise and have favor upon the building church. For the time to favor, yay, the set time is now. Psalm 112. This is Psalm 102 rather. So that means that the season is already upon us. You arise and have favor upon the building church. For the time to favor, yay, the set time is now. Psalm 102 verse 13, if I'm not incorrect. You arise and have favor upon the building church. For the time to favor, yay, the set time is now. The set time has come for some of you. We will rejoice with you. You know what? In fact, between now and Sunday, mind-blowing testimony. Like that one that you will need your neighbors to rejoice with you. You know that one that you will say, please, even if there is no slot, add me to it. You know that it could go to do you like dream. Because it's the Ailiyi Pada. And you know the confidence I have? It's because God said it. I know God can say it when I'm preparing for this meeting. But I was not preparing for this meeting. When that was the first thing I even wrote on my note. When he said it. Don't lose your courage. Please preach to your neighbor. Say, don't lose your courage. God will come through for you. Are we the ones that the Lord has come through for? Yes, is that how you rejoice? How do you show it? Can you go up with a shout? Glory to God. Please, let's be seated. Let's check if this is what happened.
Praise God. All right. I think they have come back alive. Glory to God. Ushonti. I think some of you, it's better you pick that song as one of your songs. Maybe put it on our playlist. Okay. But can you hear me? Because I felt I was more louder with this guy than now. Eh? Okay. If not, I can still go back to my handed. All right, praise God. Father, help us. All right, so this is the concluding part of reproduce. But it is not the end of your life reproducing. So, it has been a beautiful ride, right? And God has really helped us. All right, so, I need a few scriptures that I will need to read, and then we'll begin to take our ride. Those scriptures are foundational for me to establish what I want to talk about. Today, I'm going to be touching on kingdom lifestyle as a tool for evangelism. Kingdom lifestyle as a tool of evangelism. Please give me Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. And then I need verse 16, MSG and Amplify. And then I'm going to ask for Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 11. But because of my time, I might just read 1 to 3. And then Proverbs chapter 25, verse 26. And then verse 9 and 10. And then I'll go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. All right. Please, let's proceed. Give me Matthew. It's not ministering people are showing me. All right. Please, can we read together? 2, 3, go. Wait, who is the light of the world? You are the light of the
world.
Yes, a city cannot be. Next verse. Neither do people and put it under a. Wait. This scripture has explained itself. The Bible says you are the light of the world. In us, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. It means that you are the light of the world. God already said you are lighted. And you are not supposed to be put under. Oh, you not get that. Yeah. So, because in February, I think we got that revelation that I am lighted by the word. I cannot be put under. Why? Because the Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 105, it said, the entrance of your word, give light and make the simple of great understanding. Verse 130. Now, if you go to verse 130, it said, your word is a lamp to my feet. Yeah, your word is a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. Then, he said, the entrance of your word, that is what KJV said, if I'm not incorrect. He said, the unfolding of your word gives light. Give me KJV, please. Give me KJV. This is Psalm 130 because of my time. Very quickly, KJV, Psalm 119 verse 130, KJV. Can you see that? What does it say? It is the entrance of give what? So what lights us? The word. When the word is introduced, we are lighted. The Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. What it means is that spirit of man is a candle. That means that spirit is lighted by the word. The lighter of the spirit of man is the word of God. He said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. If the spirit of man is a candle, that means that the word is the light. And once the word lights the candle, and that is why you cannot survive without the word. How many of you can hold a candle without lighter? You need a light. The candle in itself can produce light, yes? But it needs to be lighted to light. But after it is lighted, it can light 700 candles at a time. Because it has been lighted. When you are lighted by the word, you cannot be put under. What it implies is that when others are not lighted and are still candle, they can come to the one that is lighted to be lighted. Oh, you did not get that part. Take for instance now. Hope you know these lights now. This light you guys are seeing here is only one cable that is connected to light. One. When that one is connected to a light, it now sends light to every other thing. It begins to send power to them. These ones that are here. And that's why you will not see multiple sockets here. Even though you will have seen multiple sockets, it's only one of these lights that is powered. Every other one begins to take power from the one that has power. Kingdom.
Oh, I've had a party, sorry.
Kingdom lifestyle. When the Bible says you are the light of the world, that nobody light a lamp and put it under. What it implies is that if there is no light in other lamps, your light can give light to those lamps. So when it comes to evangelism, your life in the kingdom is not only subjected to the world outside, it's subjected to fellow believers that are lukewarm. That they see your light and they are lighted. I've shared the story before, that me and my younger brother, and that is why we have often said it. You see that this seat that they gave you, that you can grow, you are a church. You are a church. You can grow on your own.
This is one of the reasons why your life is still like that. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. He said, do not neglect the meeting together of the brethren as is in the habit of some doing. Hebrews 10:25. He said, do not neglect, us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching, the day of the Lord's coming. Kingdom, community kingdom living is the way to keep revival alive. One of the ways to keep revival alive. Don't forget, I did not say it's the only way. Because it is what you eat in the secret place. There is the personal life you have to live. But community Christian living is one of the ways that you can check, put your own life in check. So like I said, me, my younger brother, I was there that day. I almost gave bribe. Even for my younger brother. That is, I will have given bribe. And then now, maybe when God lifted up, say that guy, he bribed me. All these quatma, or what they call themselves. Those ones are by the road. So we park. They said they wanted to put whatever. And then the guy was asking if we have anything to give him. So that if we give him, he can let us go. If not, they would tow the car. So you get. And then the man of God almost wanted to give them. So that we can go. Because this story I'm saying, it was my wife that sent me to go and buy plantain. Plantain muwalo. Don't want to plant me. So, Pastor was there. And he believed his brother had money. He didn't know that his brother account is blue in the spirit. And if we have given them 500, we'll have escaped. Then the, is it 20,000? I can't remember how much they say they will find us for us to go and pay. It was Pastor that was making noise. I said, what nonsense? Carry us to the station. Ah. But he believed that his brother would do the right thing even if he doesn't have money. Me that I already started looking for how to give them the 500 that they asked for, or is it 1,000? They meet another like, ah, what am I doing? That is true. I said, ah, we are carry us to the station. Carry us to any station you want to carry us to. At the end, we did not bribe them. At the end, we did not go to the station because a man came and parked behind us too that broke the law. And they did not go and meet the man. They allowed the man pass. So it was one I used to say, ah, we are not the only one now. See now, somebody also parked behind us. If I was the only one that was there, maybe I would have bribed them. And then in the account of heaven, they will have wrote it down. Pastor Jerry, number one bribe. Not me. So what happened is that you can light another person. So, when you are giving light to others, you can light another person. Why? Because the Bible says, no one lights a lamp. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under. And we said, I am lighted by the word that can't be put under. He said, instead, they put it on his stand. The stand in this contest is the word. Are you? You have been lighted and put in the world. He said, and it gives light to everyone in the house. The house in this context is still the world. I am lighted by the world and I'm put on the stand. So when God lighted you, God did not put you under. He put you on the stand. And hope you know that all of you are seated near and beyond the pulpit. If there is anything around my trouser, all of you see it. That is what God expects of believers. That your life is transparent. You have nothing to hide. That is why he puts you on the stand. Putting you on the stand means that you are already on the stage. Higher. What do you get? If there is any feed, you are on the stand. If there is a tech word, you are lighted by a superior being and you are put into that tech word to stand on the stand. Because every person they light, they put it on the stand. So I cannot be lighted in a field and be put under. You are there in the tech space to shine light in the house, not to be hiding. Kingdom lifestyle. I am lighted by the word. That there should not be any aspect of your life you are hiding. Yeah. And then you are sister busy in church. I'm busy, 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 Oluwaloni, busy. Don't anybody but say Jack Jakwama say any busy, busy at home. You are sister busy, a blissful sister busy. At home, you are busy, busy. Then you have two lives. The one you hang on your neck when you come to church, and the one they know at home. The easiest way for any person to know you are safe is your parents. When your parents have to call the pastor to talk to you, there is issue. There's no way we can paint it. We understand. And you know the irony. Please be seated. If one person say this is wrong in the lens of the scripture, and another person at Twitter say this is also wrong, you cannot be right. I say you cannot be right. You see, let me help you, Indomie Christians. In the house of my God, in the sight of my God, wait. I am human in my sight of God, wait. I want to go a bit ahead of myself and show you one scripture. There are other ones I have for you. I will help you. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 8. But I need you to pray in the Holy Spirit first. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just bravely under your breath. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 20 and 21. For in Jesus' mighty name I will pray. So, me is the sight of my God, the sight of my God. Me, I want to ask you this kind of scriptures. Please, can we read together? Wait! Which pain are you taking to be the light? And I said it. I said, when you gave your life to Christ, one of the things God collected from you was your right. You can't be right. The only right that is right is what the Spirit is telling you. But where is there anything in the Bible that I should not go and eat shawarma at night? Where is there anything in the Bible that you should polish your shoe before you come here? Because when people want to say nonsense, they remember Bible. And you can make the Bible to say what he's not saying. Because even the devil uses it in the temptation. Jesus now say, That's not what that scripture means. Because even the devil quoted the Bible. I did not fall down and die. Because you now, is your hard copy Bible, you are using to fight demons. This one had the real life, the real word. The Bible says that even the devils, they fear God and they tremble. They fear him. They know his God. But look at it. He said, for we are taking pains. We are taking pains to do what is right. The reason why it is pain is because if it is God, he doesn't need pain. But look at that. He said, we are taking the pain to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. And that is why, this is my wife here. When we were cutting, she was thinking I was not romantic. We are moving, she's trying to hold my hand. I said, give my hand. She said, what happened? I said, leave my hand. See, now she was wondering why. Because many things I had not explained to her. Now, she's the one running up and down the house and running everywhere. I said, leave me. Leave me. Let me have peace. I say, I will not leave you. You are holding my hand then. Now, in context is a representation that these people are lovebirds. But in cutting, a model is because now your hand cannot stay somewhere. You are doing it like feather. Then I say, who is your model? You say, our pastors did it. Because we took the, some things are, if couples, if people that want to marry are holding hands, there's nothing bad there. But there are some people that do not know how the hand is being held. Before you now say, our pastors are holding hands. You need to hold your hand. And your own hand went to go and hold something else. Because let me tell you, he said, we are taking pains. It's not that we are, that is, this is vexing you. Destiny is by. And your calling comes with his consecration. It's not everybody that is something that must not help you know. Do you know it? I don't wish to be a lady. Don't say, why? Wigs. Oven in microwave. The thing is opening their head. They are sweating, they can't remove it. Then somebody, they even ask them not to comb it in something. Do you know what it means for them to say, reason should not touch his head? Nazarene from bed. Nazarene from bed. If he sees it right. It was love that allowed me to keep here. I don't used to keep here. Once my hair reaches a certain place, I will start having a headache. But I took the pain. Now I know that most of you are not born again. You see, I'm going to make water come. Where did you get this from? Please help me bring back our members. He said, for we are taking pains to do what is right. Not only in the eyes of God. You. Between you and my God. Between you and your God. This is Paul that was talking. The preacher of grace. He was one that even initiated grace. Paul is saying that we are taking the pains. What have you been able to pay in your name? This is my wife here. Where we stay when we are being married. That is when I knew that mop as ruler. Our neighbors, because we are sharing the same place where you will climb and whatever. When they mop with ruler. I'm not joking. No, I am not joking. By the time they finish mopping, it's like heaven and earth. And I'm not joking. If I'm joking, I would have told you. I have never seen that kind of thing before. It's not tithe. Even his tithe, mop. Do you know? When you are mopping something, the mop strand will go to the other side. When they mop, there's the demarcation. You think they put block. There's demarcation by separating between these people and this one. Every time they mop. Then my wife told me about it. I said, very good. This is the time to show that we are light. When we want to mop, we mop from the head of this to the other end. You think it's easy? We are taking the pain. There are many things that you have to take the pain for. You say, I want to go, and you give me. Kingdom, I hope you know till we let there. All of them call us pastor, including the Muslim. In fact, the Muslim man, I think at the point, he was the only Muslim man at that point. When they did their salah or whatever, I went to buy gifts. That was the first time I was entering his house. I know. Say, who is there? Say, I'm the one. They were shocked. They did not believe that I came. And I was coming back from work. I was tired. My leg was like this. I can't. I went to Minne. I knocked on their door. Say, who is there? Say, I'm the one. He was just shocked. He said, Wally, but you see the joy. The children, all of them were coming, were looking at me like, this was the entire house. And I say, ah, Eku Odun. Ah. I say, ah, Muka, big gift you have for you. Ah. It's from that day, that man, in fact, he ordained me as pastor. And if you know this background story, you should know I should never enter any of their house. I don't know the area. As I finish coming down, they should send their own gift. No, I do not do it because I'm a pastor. I do it because I'm a Christian. Taking the pay is not for a pastor, it's for the kingdom. When you get to heaven, they will not say, what are you doing? You say, ah, Baba, you must send me less than I want. You are doing me. But you are doing me less than I want. And I say, ah, please be seated. And I say, ah, that's for fairy. Ah, okay. Sign law, bad nation. No, no, no. Every person is going to stand by head, not the pastor. Kingdom lifestyle. I am lighted. I can't be put on that. And just like Pastor Midre said, he said, person will carry egg, no fight. And you carry the egg. You are the one on the stage. You can't be on the stage and be messy. There is a mic everywhere, you pick it. So you will take the pay. You know how you do it. And then all of a sudden, if it's a mess of body, you are sweating. And the ACs are on. Let's say increase the AC for pastor. He says it's not an AC matter. Because you are taking the pain to do it right. Most time, it's my life, is my life. It's what has bastardized kingdom lifestyle. Because you are not taking, he says, to my Lord, it's to my, will you keep quiet? It's to my Lord. Which pain are you taking that you are lighted and put on the stage? You are put on the stand. I like it. The house is quiet. Say kingdom lifestyle. Ah, Father, help us. Give me the next scripture, actually. The next verse. No, the next verse. Because my time, I don't know who is increasing the time, but my time is flying. Next verse. He said in the same way, huh? What will happen to them? And do what? Giving this in Amplify. MSG. Amplify and MSG. Very quickly, because of my time. Please, can we read this together? Now that I have put you there on... Wait. I have put you on a heat-up. Person, when they heat-up, no, they misbehave, sir. Your life is open. There is nothing you are willing to keep secret. Wait, to turn and balance this one. I'm not saying you buy a car, you put it on Facebook. What I'm saying is that there is no secret thing that you don't want people to know. Like, as touching evil. That is, you are in the Washington OT. You now use face cap to go and enter bros' house. Bros that we went to go and evangelize to, and he's laughing at us. Da. If it ever take party, then it take party, Samuel. Or Doa. Remember it among the benediction. May none of you not be a good ambassador of this place. Because whether or not you know, whether or not you like it, hope you know people are watching. Pastor me was telling one time, please be seated, that there was a time he used to come very early. Then one time he collected permission from me and he did not come early. I think he came maybe 2 hours after. As he was coming, he said it was the woman that called him. I said, you have started coming late, I will report you to pastor. I did not appoint her as a timekeeper. She is watching. How do you think people are not saying? They are saying no. They are not just saying it yet. Ojo Rongo. That one that you put face cap and put marks. Marks. Face marks. Nose marks. Head marks. Google marks. You wear it. I think you don't know your work style. The festive successors, your own life is not safe. You are trying to go and save others. Kingdom lifestyle.
You will take the pain. He said, I have put it on each job. Do you know what it means? And that is why you will see, they asked Apostle Simon one time. They say, what's with this, whatever as God has lifted him, that what, I think I didn't ask him what I had it. He says, the father, I can't walk freely. Where is he going to buy sugar cane? He can't buy sugar cane again. Buy sugar cane, is he a sin? No. But when they used to see you, they can't see you again. It's not pride, though. It's just that it's not correct. Eat up. You are the one that people are looking at the eat up. He said, on a light stand, shine. That is the word. The reason why I put you there is for you to shine. Anything you are doing that you say, I pray my pastor will not see me. You don't need your pastor not to see you. There is somebody that is always watching. Just remember. If you look to the side, look to the left, look to the right, you have not finished, you look up too. The one that is up was the one Joseph was looking at. How can I do this? And sin against God. Because where you the heights of your pastor's knowledge, or the heights of your church member's knowledge, that is, you are a different person when you leave Ilori and go back to your village. Then all of a sudden, you don't know that there is evangelism that brings your pastor in. Then you are doing like this, as the drummer in church. Then I say, can I say, ah, where the pastor? Do I know you? Say, are you the one? You say, I'm the one. We are just acting street drama. My brother. Because you are putting yourself in compromising positions and you are thinking that you are doing another person because they did not see you. The one who you will stand before is seeing you. And it's not only that, it's that he has made you light and he has put you on ether. Whether or not you like it, as I am like this, whether or not you like it, you are seeing me. If I'm seated here, you can't see me. What God did for you when you gave your life to Christ is that he lighted you by the word and put you on ether. For you to shine on a lifestand. He said, keep open house. Be generous with your life. Be opening up to others. You will prompt people to open up with God. He said, this generous Father in heaven. Amplify very quickly before my time. Amplify. Please be fast. Give me this in Amplify. He said, let your light shine before that they may see your... What? That they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble and good deeds and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The truth is, when people see moral excellence, kingdom lifestyle in you, please, who get the glory? Most times, it's just like somebody saying, Tani Babare. What it means is that you have been misbehaving. There are two ways. Who is his father? Means that, Kai, this guy is wetering. Who is his father? Can also mean that, people not believe you. So anytime you misbehave, they can't trace it to God. There's another guy they can trace it to. That you are living a true life. Only you belong to two fathers. You choose side anytime you like. You can either belong to the... Because anytime it is these virtues that they see in you, it is God that gives you. So there is kingdom lifestyle as a means of evangelism. Are we still on the same page? Very quickly before my time, let me fly. Just go to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Time has really fly. This thing is still shaking. I think if we should find a way of sorting it. 1 Timothy 4:12. Whoever is behind this should be a bit fast. My time is fast spent. Please, can we read this together? But wait, don't be next. But set an example. In an impurity. In speech, in conversation. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Very quickly. He said, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom. Next verse. He said, with three administrators over them, one of whom was, the satraps were made accountable to the king so that the king may not suffer loss. Look at what now happened. He said, now, Daniel saw what? Among the, and the, is, by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Oh, you know that the king was not a Christian. In fact, the king was not born again. But the pain Daniel took, the pain he took, do you know the pain it takes to be punctual even when the CEO comes late? Because, hope you know, if I'm first to say it, never allow what people are not doing correctly change your own attitude. Because you will not be able to explain to any person that it is because because people are watching. The CEO may be coming late, but one day may come. He may need to go to US. His flight may be by 6 a.m. He will look for who is very punctual that can wake him when he's sleeping. And you have lost it to the crowd. You are not taking the pay. Do you know what it means that an organization is doing basu-basu? And you, yet, you are the exceptional one, because that was what was happening to Daniel. That when they set all of them, let's read. I think that would be self-explanatory. Go to the next verse, please, call my time to 11, very quickly. Let's see. He said, at this, the administrators and the staff tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. When I was preparing for this sermon, I want to preach to some of you. That people have come, they have preached some things to you, you to bought into it. Then later on, when they want to lift you, hope you know they are the one that will bring it up. If when they were, and that's why if you are working in an office, and people are saying every nonsense, you better don't contribute. They say, you talk about it. You say, we don't notice, they are notice now. Once you are more sorry, so whatever, you say, hey, you say, kilo nicho, kilo nicho. So, then the CEO, this is what all of you are administrators. The thing the CEO now saw, the virtue in you, we have prayed for you that you are lifted, you have lifted, you have lifted. Because hope you know that God will forgive you, men will not. So now God has said that you are lifted, you are lifted, you are lifted, you are separated, amen. Now finally, it got to your turn to be lifted and your characters were flame pot. The administrators have charges against you that they can use for you not to be lifted. The Bible said these guys were finding ground, they could not see any. As touching government affair. That is, if they say commonly, it's not all this Nigerian government. You know what I'm saying? That not what you know that people used to go to an office to go and trade. From a lost office, Latin Tasso. They don't go to office to go and resume office, including Christians. As you are all sitting there now, hope you know if I say you should say amen, that you they will be paying you, you will not go to work, you say amen. Because hope you know, corruption in Nigeria is relative. If it pays you, it's favor. If it does not pay you, it's corruption. That time that you know somebody in the office, that there were over 100 people seated outside and you walk through. Hope you know as you are walking through, the 100 people saw you as a corrupt person. Then the thing flip. That one of the 100 also walked through and you are part of the other 100 now. You will not say, this nation is a corrupt nation. You are the one that is the corrupt person. So when he came to government affairs, but they were unable to do so, there was nothing they could find against him. That is light. And I want to, the spirit of excellence like Daniel, do you know the pain it takes him? The spirit of excellence like Daniel, do you know what it means? That scandal, they want to scandalize you and they can't see anything. That is the kind of life God called us to be ambassador over. It's not everyone, you want to use tongue to cover it. You came from a choco. Because when it came to this, Daniel did not go and pray and say, oh, where go? He must come find a secret in you. And that's why I say, when it comes to kingdom, you should not be able to hide anything. Nothing. Mm-mm. He said, they could find me. He said, they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Hope you know that they are not the same. There is corruption, there is negligence.
Oh, you not get it.
This, there's one word I want to use. There's this term I want to use. There's a difference between blameless. Is it blameless and faultless? I can't remember those. They are not the same. There's one of them that are not the same. Faultless and blameless. Yes. It's faultless and blameless. Hope you know that you can be faultless and not blameless. Because the word fault essentially comes from fault. The less is that they can't find fault in you. But when it comes to blamelessness, it can be traced to your negligence. Corruption can be traced to your fault. Why negligence can be traced to your blame? That is, to one claim blame, proceed the other end. That is, they say, it's because he delivered the thing 1 minute after. Hope you know that is blame. That is being blame. But the fault is that he didn't even deliver at all. But this one, he still deliver, but it knows not the time they send him to deliver. There's a difference between being blameless and being faultless. They found fault, they did not see. They look for blame, they did not see. Get negligent. Negligent. The next verse. He said, finally, this man said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel. Wow. Unless it has to do with the law of his God. This is how I want to be described. Unless it has to do with the law of his God. And training the fan one. Where I was so happy is that after they made the decree, they predicted this guy well. They said, no, the only thing is that let's tell them that nobody should pray. Nobody should pray. And truth to it, immediately after they declared it, they now went to go and look for him. If he will pray. And truly they found him praying.
You, and I used to say it, I say if it's me, maybe it's just 30 days. It's not for me to take a break. When it's God is not dead, you are not taking the pain to do the right thing. And that's why when my wife was talking the other time, she was talking about the other day on Sunday. She was talking about your life resumption. We are taking the pain upon ourselves. And that's why the leaders, I'm still on their neck. Do you know that for the past 3 weeks, I have not led prayers? And I'm in that prayer group. 6 to 8. Every day. Every Monday to Friday. And I was telling my wife, I said, if it's busy schedule, you don't have busy schedule. Like today now, take for instance, Elaine did not sleep on time. Because she slept whatever. So what it implies is that I've been awake since. Actually, that's the truth. Because it was after my wife handed over and slept, then the girl came to wake me. I think around 1 or there about 2. She woke me up. I started pressing my eyes. Then I stood up. I was trying to sleep. I carried the thing. I went to another corner. She came and met me there. I did everything. I said, instead of wasting this, let me just go to the study room and go and sit down there. This girl followed me. And then as soon as she followed me, before I know it, I thought she was playing. She had gone downstairs and she was running up and down. Running, bro. I had to go downstairs. I'm going to carry her again. This girl did not sleep till around 6. And I still join prayer. Because I'm taking the pain. Didn't you okay if it's convenient? And why are we not saying the prayer? Any excuse you have, I have not. Why are we not seeing you in the prayer? Because you are not taking the pain. Say it's between me and my God. My God is the same man, my God now. I now know that my God we now do it. When you want to say nonsense, you say it between you and your God. And the same you and your God, let me show you something you and your God said. First John chapter 4. 4 verse very clear. So that between you and your God, between you and your God, let me show you what your God said. First John, be fast. First John, please, can we? First John chapter 4 verse 20 now. Who is this person? First John 4 verse 20. Time has gone now. That person is part of the people I'm talking to. Please, can we say this together?
If anyone say I love, yet it is, he is a, for anyone who does not love his brother, whom he can, he has, cannot love God whom he has known. So, a reflection of the things you are doing to God, we are seeing it in your life. If you are God, if you are God, we that can see it, we are not saying that you are faithful. Because if you are faithful to God, it will show. In the way you are spreading to Arama. If this is the only scripture that will be issued, give me Matthew. Matthew 25, I can't be prepared from verse 33. Very quickly, Matthew 24, 5 from verse 33. Ever me fast, Pelukini, Matthew. Yes, he said he will put the sheep on his right and the goat on his left. Next verse, very quickly. Next verse. He said, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the beginning of the world. Next verse, very quickly. He said, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Next verse, because of my time, but this one, take caution. This stranger, I will stay after, explain later, before you go and take a Boko Haram into your house. So, he said, I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked for after me. Because that stranger is not talking about a random stranger. It's actually somebody that is in the body of Christ. Like now, maybe during family life conference, somebody traveled down that you did not know, but we know. The person is a stranger to you, but he's not a stranger to the church. That's what that context is saying. Because I will show you that it is actually born again that God meant. Because look at this. Wait, next verse. He said, if I was hungry, I was in prison, and you came to visit me. That means that there are Christians that can be in prison. He said, I needed clothes and Then the righteous will say, let's just believe that they are giving us the right thing. Then the righteous will say, when did you see me? When did I see you hungry or need food or a stranger? Next verse, because of my time. Then when would I see a stranger and invited you or needing clothes and clothed you? Next verse. He said, when did I see you in prison? And all of that. Next verse. He said, then the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you do for one of the least of these, So a Boko Haram cannot be a brother of his. That's why before you now go and start going out and say, what are you doing outside? He said, I'm doing outside. He said, I want to fulfill the scripture. Come inside. Whoa, you will let her go outside. So that scripture should not be read. This is what he said, you did for me. Brothers. But there is not a place for strangers. It's to give them. Don't invite them inside. You know, just give them and say, God bless you. Because you will have said that the people in prison, you should have gone and slept in prison with them. Are we on the same page? So I will not read the Bible out of context. But the truth of the matter is, anything you are doing to God, and that's what Paul also said in that 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. He said, we are taking the pains to do what is right, not only in the sight of God. And I said, it will not take you pain to do anything in the sight of God. Because whether or not you are doing it, God is in you. But it is man that you will have to take the pain to do it while they see them. That's why sometimes, some things me and my wife do, we do it occasionally and it's not eye service. It's just that we are taking the pain to do what is right because we have a put on the hit up. Kingdom lifestyle. Kingdom lifestyle. All right. So it shouldn't be as if it's not right. For those that don't know how to follow my sermon. Evangelism is not only what we say with our mouth, but what we live with our lives. What we live with our life. In today's world, where words are cheap, kingdom lifestyle becomes the loudest sermon. Did you get that? In today's world, where words are cheap, kingdom lifestyle becomes the loudest sermon. So, for definition purpose, kingdom lifestyle is living out the values, culture, and principles of God's kingdom in everyday life. And don't forget, we say kingdom lifestyle is the loudest what? Loudest sermon. It's the loudest sermon you can ever preach. It means reflecting Christ in conduct, in character and in choices. It means reflect, that's the CCC, C. Reflecting Christ in conduct, in character, and in choices. Including your choice of what? You have used all the F word. When you now come to church, you now say, hey, Jesus. Ha, Jesus. Jesus. The Bible says, out of the abundance of a man's heart, his mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speak. In conduct, in character, in choices. That is not saying, your pastor did not teach you. Let me tell you. I'm not afraid of you. Your pastor will not teach you. Because you are supposed to be models. Now, why lifestyle is a tool of evangelism? Why kingdom lifestyle is a tool of evangelism? Number one, actions speak louder than words. People may reject your preaching, but they can't deny your living testimony. Yeah. In your office, they may not like you, but in your lifestyle, is it also likeable? Oh, Richard Tesori was the preacher. Any person in the office. Every person in the office is not like you. Including the Christians. Something is not right. Oh, what will pride so do? Oh, and we should not be here, okay? And I'm saying, they don't like me, they are persecuting me. But if you are yourself, you have not done the same. Keep that lifestyle. You are the one that is changing people. Let's pray. God, anymore. And after that, I need prayer and church. I say that I'm injury service. So, I'm part of the people taking meeting. I will not come back. That when they say, we are looking for a trustworthy person, they don't like you, but they say, the only person you can go and meet is that guy. He's the only one. You are meeting. Because the truth of the matter is, actions speak louder than words. People may reject your preaching, but they can't deny your living testimony. The world is watching. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 2, the Bible says you are epistle written in our heart, known and read by all men. Men are reading. Then the next one, give me this one actually, Titus chapter 2 verse 10. The next one is credibility for the gospel. Titus 2:10, very quickly. He said, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted. So that in every way, they will make the preaching about God our Savior what? Attractive. Isn't the Bible? The credibility of the scripture. Why? Because your kingdom life, he said, I may not know the Jesus that this man is talking about, but the way he's living, I think I like it. Attractive. Then the next one is to silent but powerful witness. As we saw in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. By their behaviors. You have been preaching to your people at home. He said they not get saved and you are misbehaving. How will they get saved? Because look at it now. They can read it together. He said wives in the same way. Be submissive to your, so that if any of them do not believe thee, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. You are inviting people to church. You are inviting people to church with the kind of lifestyle you are living in the class. You are the one they are seeing in all the clubs. And you say you are ministering at night and it's not VG. Okari. You say this season our church is going out. You say they should better come out to you first. Because kingdom lifestyle, your life preach more than any acting you do. I'll say it again. Your life preaches more than any acting you think you are doing in church. Now, few core expressions of kingdom lifestyle in evangelism. Number one, love and compassion. Love and compassion. Evangelism becomes easier when people first express their love. When they first see the Jesus you are trying to preach to them in you. So these are the core expressions of kingdom lifestyle. Number one is what in evangelism? Number one is love and the back of scripture is John chapter 13 verse 35. John 13:35. He said, by this all we know you are my disciples if you love one another. Number two is integrity and honesty. Integrity and honesty. Honesty in business, transparency in relationship, integrity at work opens doors for witness. Honesty in business, that is, you are not saying, if you want to sell it to five, wait, let me tell you guys something. There's one story I saw in the Bible. When they came to ask Jesus, was it Jesus? Yes, Jesus. That by whose authority is he doing what he's doing? He said, me too, I'm going to ask you a question. He said, John the Baptist, is he from God or from the devil? He now said, if he said it's from God, he said, why don't you believe in him? If he said it's from the devil, these people know that John is a prophet, they will stone us. So let us go and tell him we don't know. Please, if Jesus was in Nigeria, when they came to tell him what they don't know, what should have been Jesus' answer? Which I don't know. But Jesus said, Jesus, no, no. Jesus did not say, me too, I don't know. Jesus said, I will not tell you. We'll see the time I finish it. Because some of the things that culture has trained us, where we grow up, has trained us to be lying. That's why most times, me and my wife, we don't have to question ourselves. My wife says something like, if you hear what happened at the post office, I say, okay, what happened? You say, Keke can someone saw me. I know, wow. But I thought you were at home. How come you knew Keke was a someone saw him? He said, no, they said. I said, but you did not say it was reporting to me. You were saying that you were an eyewitness. Because I can go to church now and say that my wife said that Keke was from Asote. And the person that was there will say, husband or wife? Then he said, well, move up with DJ. So most times we have trained ourselves to say things the way they said it. And I've often said, you cannot exaggerate God to win souls. You cannot say what God has not done so that souls will be won. Their foundation, and that's why the Bible says, let everyone, he said, Jesus is the foundation, and let everyone that build carefully on the same foundation. So honesty in business, you are saying something like, so that the person will buy, he say, hey, look, let me know, 2-5 mola, ra, la, to java, do stop, how long go, say, let me, how long, and then how long, he say, give me, move, go, what must you see? This thing that you bought 500, you say you bought it 2-5. If you say that is the amount I want to sell it, that is all now. This is the amount I want to sell it. 2-5. There's no need of saying, could have retail price. Is it retail price? Wholesale price, not a win. Because let me help you. Ojo Rombo. A day will come, the guy will see you where you're buying the thing. And then you go and price it. And luckily, in fact, you are even preaching to him. He has given his life to Christ. Then he now went to the shop. When dollars even increased, that time the price it was $500. They were selling it. When dollar increased, they told him that they are going to sell it for him $450. Something you are selling for him $5,000. And I say, Iyalate. I thought I used to believe this woman. All the prayers she prayed for me, I won't believe it again.
Because you have to be honest in business. You have to be transparent in relationship. Very transparent. That if they pass through you like this, and the integrity at work, all of these are the things that open doors for witnesses. Number 3 on our expression is joy and peace. Do you know what joy and peace does?
That as everything is going haywire, everything is going up and down around the nation, you still maintain your peace with your steers. 100% composure. Why did you think they asked that? What kind of man is this that even command the wind? Because when the wind was bolstered, Jesus was sleeping. It's a sign. They say, go go on my fail. Let you ask people who are fail. Everybody's already panicking that fire in late. And then you are just laughing. Hope you know when they have issue, they'll come and ask you. That thing that because the real proof of maturity is your reaction when there are crises. I know him who I believe, say, capsized. This boat cannot capsize. Because the angel of the Lord, who I am and who I serve, stood by my side and said to me. So the peace and the joy you have when every other thing is going upside down is sign that people can come and ask you that, hey, Joe, peace is there in me, hey, Joe, for me in there. Because when there was COVID, almost everybody thought that there was going to be an issue. I told my wife, I said, this is the best time. This is my wife. I said, this is the best time for us to know if we truly believe in divine aid.
Because now, anything, somebody sneezes into say, ah, I think I say, I've covered the blood of Jesus. Because sad health does not mean that there is no disease. Sad health means that independence of disease can affect you. That's what happened to John G. Laker. See, put the virus here. It's not by the virus does not come close. And they put it on that microwave, according to what I read. And they put it on that whatever, as they were dropping the whatever inside his hand, they were dying. That is a consciousness. That most of the person must have Otikori, Yare, Otikori, Koda, Ori, Ego, Otikpe, Otikori, Pastor, in Ori, Ego, Lilo, Sipe, Lai, Lai. The composure and the ease with which he sits. In face of peace, people will ask. That will not happen to Jonah. Anybody who is calling the name of their God, healing him on Sony. Have you seen guy? He said, I'm not worried. And do you know what? Do you know I know they fear him? Before they even throw him, they still beg for forgiveness from God. That please don't hold this against us. He was the one that said we should throw him. He was the one. Because people were throwing their goods. This guy was sleeping. Maybe he said, Lord, I said, I've been going to save guy. I'm going to Yahweh. Hello, man. And that's why they did not train. If I was the one that I've thrown my goose, maybe the goose I want to go and say, I've thrown inside you, matter is bigger than my goose. But they were still begging that, please, oh, don't go this against us. He was the one that asked us to throw him. Your reaction when things are happening. And there's still pain. There's all manner of things you are. You two are rejecting. Ah, you don't know your God. As someone that is put on a heat up, your model. Joy and peace. Then the next one is excellence and diligence. I can't overemphasize this. Excellence in academics, in career, in ministry. Point men to God, as we saw in the life of Daniel. Then boldness in confession. Not being ashamed. Boldness in confession. Have you been blessed or blessed? Finally, let me ask us this following question. So I want you to ask yourself this. What story does my life tell about Jesus? Is it a low show kind of story? Or a thief? Or a rape? Or a manipulator? So use your everyday life as a pulpit to evangelize Christ. Have you been blessed or blessed? Have you been blessed or blessed? And then that brings us successfully to the end of the teaching series. So in just a few minutes, few seconds, I want you to bow your head and pray to God. The Father, let my life reflect the person you die for. Let my life call people to you. From today, and if your life have not been doing that, can you repent and say, Father, from this moment, I want my life to begin to reflect you. I repent of all the things I have been doing that is not correct. That have not been reflecting the Christ that died for me. I turn a new leaf today.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our Midweek Service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Bekadim's Tanke Okiojo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.